What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Sly.
And I'm Cartier the Don. And we want to encourage you guys to listen to The Melting Pot,
where we will release new episodes every Sunday discussing today's most hottest and controversial topics, stirring up all things popular culture.
And you know what they say, if you can't stand the heat,
get in the kitchen. Brought to you by The Melting Pot.
She's a hoe. She a scared little bitch. She gon' tippy toe. She for everybody. Now she mad cause everybody know. Round around we go. Oh, round around we go. Oh, round around we go. Cause she's a hoe. She a scared little bitch. She gon' tippy toe. She for everybody. Now she mad cause everybody.
Hey, Sushos, and welcome back to another installment here at the Melting Pot. I'm your girl Sly.
I'm Cartier the Don.
You know, these last couple of days, y'all, I've been coming to a harsh realization. And it's one that I shouldn't have to, and nobody should have to. If you want to be successful in life, which, you know, I am trying, and all the things that I do, which is a lot of things, it's just like, as a business owner, as a self-employed entrepreneur, as the owner of this podcast, I just feel like strangers will support you more than family members, more than your friends. And that's not, I don't want to get on my soapbox and complain, but I just want to call people out. You know, it's just a direct conversation. If you hear this, it's probably addressed to you. And don't got to be no bad blood. It don't got to be a, oh, you hurt my feelings. Did I hurt your feelings or did I tell the truth? So with that being said, I'm just saying, like, you know, how many of y'all out there, you're hustling, you're trying to promote, it only takes 0.0 seconds of the day to, you know, reshare something. You know, type a little comment back. Sending love from ATL or sending love from Johannesburg, wherever you reside. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to actually listen to the content or buy the product that's being promoted, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it's not that hard. I would considerably be wrong if, hey, I know the family reunion we have every year, right? We have this family reunion every year. If I don't show up and attend, well, no one listened to my platform, my business, my podcast. So I'm just going to not show up to the family reunion this year. You know what I'm saying?
You and your family.
Oh, fuck the family.
It don't have to be that way, but in this day and age of 2024 and my level of tiredness, I'm only giving the energy that's given back to me.
Since we're talking about family, support of mine is not a problem. I just don't care for certain people of my family, whether they support me or not. There's been incidents or things that they have done that I can't get with. You know what I'm saying? I just can't get with the fact that you have this low vibration mentality and you don't want to pull yourself up and be better. And then, like, you get jealous of other people that are trying to do things and become better. But that's because you're so used to being in this crab in a barrel lifestyle that you don't know. The crabs are never supposed to be in a barrel. So you're just like...
too boxed in.
Just boxed in. And I can't get with that. Especially if you're going to be on the jealous tip. Jealous. Like, if you plan to be low income all your life, be low income. But don't be upset that other people are not low income. Don't be upset that people are doing things that you are not doing. And it has nothing to do with opportunities because you have the same opportunities that I have, but you chose not to use them. So then I have family members that I stuck my neck out for you, gave you a place to stay in a place that I didn't even own. So you do the math on that. How can you give somebody a place to stay in a place that you don't even own? And the situation didn't work out because of some stuff that you had going on your end, and now you're mad with me over some stuff that I couldn't control, and you didn't address it with me that you got a problem with me at your big grown age. You're bigger than me. So that's weird. That's weird. You got a problem with me, and I gave you a place. I gave you your kid that's on the way. I gave you and three other people a place to stay, basically. Let's do the math like that. So I housed four people in a house that I did not own. And now you got a problem with me because the person that you brought to my place, y'all are not together, and they didn't want to deal with you. They didn't want to talk to you on the phone when you left them there at somebody else's house. Okay.
So they wasn't, hold on, they wasn't together, but you housed all of them. So it was like a makeshift family under a non-owned rental.
They was together when they moved in. However, this person left. It wasn't working. And they went back to their hometown and home state. And they left everybody else at my house for whatever reason. And you called me from the road to speak to the person that you left at my house. And they didn't want to speak to you. And now you're mad with me because they didn't speak to you. That's weird. I'm not the issue. And my job was also in high school at the time. So that's between two grown motherfuckers. It was summertime. We're trying to be outside. So, yeah. So, and that's all. Everybody I'm talking about is on from one side of the family. My mom's side. Let's keep it real. I just don't deal with that side. I don't even have a desire to want to deal with that side. And hell, they don't have a desire to want to deal with me. When I was talking to my auntie, see how bad that sounds?
Right.
She told me that somebody from that side had called her to see if I was, what was my last name, because they wanted to make sure their daughter wasn't dating me while they was in college. They don't even know my last name, for real. And also, you would know, if you knew me, you would know I would never step foot in Alabama. Nor will I date anybody from Alabama. Oh, that's something you ain't never got to worry about. So you should never even, but see, y'all don't know me. Like, the fact that you asked what's my last name, there's 50 states attached to this country. Then Alabama's on top of the one I just don't plan on visiting.
Why should you? It's nothing to do with Alabama.
Nothing. It's nothing to do with nobody to go see.
Okay, so you got a bad side. See, me, I mean, I already talked to my dad's side of family, but not because of any, like, issues that went down. I don't really know them and don't really care to know them, but not in the sense of, you know, like I'm just standing 10 toes on it. It's just they're older, and I'm talking like way older, 40 something, 50 something years plus ahead of me. And yeah, it's just not really much to talk about. I mean, I feel like because, you know, you're grown and independent, you think it's easier for you to, like, disassociate from your mom's side of the family?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't live there.
Yeah, I don't live there. I don't visit. I didn't grow up going there. So it's like, absolutely. It's so easy.
What advice would you give to people that don't, are not in your shoes? Like, it's harder for them.
I would say, if you are grown, you don't have to talk to anybody. Like
18 and over, or grown as in you don't have the numbers, but you take care of yourself and you live by yourself.
Grown as it don't matter. Grown as in, I say 17 and up. If you don't want to deal with somebody, communicate, don't. And I don't want to hear, well, my mom, so what? So what? What? Your happiness comes first. And I am completely happy with not dealing with people that doesn't serve me. And we've talked about this many times on this podcast. Like, if you become a hindrance or a problem in my life, we're going to move on. I'm moving on. I'm self-sufficient. I'm independent enough to where I'm not being tied down to anybody that makes me unhappy. And I just don't have time. I don't have time. I do call my grandma from time to time. That's pretty much it. I talk to my mom, and that's it. Everybody else, ain't nothing for us to talk about. Nothing for us to talk about. And that's okay. That's completely okay. But they wishy-washy, they funny. It's a whole lot of just... My dad's, I got their issues too.
Mm-hmm.
But we locked in. Ain't know where I'm going. So, hey, we're here.
I would just challenge people or kind of just daily remind, you know, kind of like a daily reminder for people. If someone's taking up space in your world and they're not contributing to the value or to the progress, to your top goal, to your top status, where you want to be, subtract them from your life, subtract them from the equation. Do a test run. See how long it takes. If you notice them, if there's a decline in your life, in your lifestyle, you find yourself, you might actually need them. Or you find that you don't, which is even better. Then you know that they were doing nothing but just wasting your time, taking up space in your life, feeding you negativity, and boxing you in. And in 2024, I'm just keep saying this, we do not want to be boxed in. We're outside of the box. The box is not even a thing. It's do your own thing, be your own person, make your money, stand on business.
Family. Oh, fuck the family.
And on that note, I'm Courier the Dawn.
And I'm Sly.
And this has been
The Melting Pot. Be sure to follow us on all social media platforms. You can stream us on Spotify. You can stream us on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram at The Real Melting Pot. That's two E's and the. You can follow us on Twitter at The Melting Pot 16. Hit us up on our Facebook page, The Melting Pot Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, and engage, guys. We'll see you next time.
Round and round we go. Wow. Round and round we go. Round and round we go. Cause she's a hoe. She a scared little bitch. She gon' tippy toe. She for everybody. Now she mad cause everybody know. Sis finally caught the L's cause the sketches was toe up. But that ain't all. Just like a waltz. The boys go in and out. Her uncle in her mouth. Talk to fumes for the house, man. What's that all about? Po-po, baby, kept in the dark. It'll never get a start. A loose bitch without a heart. All you do is suck dick and talk shit. Back in high school, your nickname was Fishy Fish.
Goddamn.
We know you love pipe, but stop pipe dreaming. I'ma beat this hoe, turn her to a mop and start cleaning. Caution sign, up reading. Free STD,